Multicultural Bridge, a nonprofit organization with a mission to promote diversity, understanding, and acceptance in area communities, held their first Living African American History Month project through a partnership with Pittsfield High School. After an opening assembly, students spent time in the classroom with African American men from the community from a variety of different backgrounds, from local businesses to law enforcement to academia. Gwendolyn Hampton Van Sant, executive director of Multicultural Bridge, said that the partnership with Pittsfield High School came in response to some recent racially charged happenings in the community. Van Sant said that the Living African American History Month project also celebrates African American History Month a little differently.
We want to make sure that we're highlighting resources in the community of diverse backgrounds, and so this is a way to do that, and also give the kids something a little more tangible than reading about Harriet Tubman or, you know, our favorite greats for African American History Month. Give them some real life people and real life stories.
Tracy Benson is principal at Pittsfield High School.
This is a day that celebrates the diversity for everyone, regardless of your background. Just because it's African American doesn't mean you can't be inspired by the works of others. And so I think this day is, even though it's specifically about, you know, African American history, it's a celebration of our diversity and the contributions of all different types of people.
One of the presenting volunteers was Antoine Alston, a personal trainer and owner of a fitness center in Great Barrington. Alston said that he hoped to communicate with students a simple message.
Because you did something yesterday, being in the past, your future does not rely on just your decision from yesterday. So I think they took away the fact that there is multiple opportunities out there for them. Multiple opportunities and a future that they can actually create.
Thomas Wyland, a white student at PHS, said that in addition to the day's events, he's been inspired by a recent forum organized through the school's multicultural action team that discussed community diversity and stereotypes. Since then, he's been trying to share messages of acceptance to his fellow students.
I came up with an idea, like, if the students just saw a message, a positive message, like maybe be proud of who you are today, that it would better their day. And so I actually went around the school, made some posters that said that, be proud of who you are today, and hung them up. And I've continued to do that. I've made posters. My most recent one was Embrace the Peace, because that's something we need here at PHS.
And Shandrick Hayes, a volunteer and hotel general manager in Albany, New York, said that in sharing stories of his background and personal struggles, he came away with something as well.
I've always wanted to do something like this and never had the platform to do so, so I think it was a great first step. And hopefully Multicultural Bridge can do more of these activities at more schools in the Pittsfield area in the Berkshires.
The Living African American History Month project was also sponsored by Greylock Federal Credit Union. Multicultural Bridge and the Multicultural Action Team at Pittsfield High School will hold additional events this spring celebrating cultural heritage and diversity. Reporting from Pittsfield for WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.